In pink light, a long-haired young woman smiles brightly. A title appears. Disney Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure.
There's a moment when you realize that something's changed.
A Yorkshire Terrier sits beside her.
All the bits and pieces start to fit. So fab. But nothing that you know will ever be the same.
The dog brings her lip gloss.
Ring the bell. That's my cue. Gotta try something new.
She struts in a mini dress. Four men follow her.
Now my time has arrived.
The dancers perform on a catwalk.
Gonna shine so bright. The sun will run and hide. And I'll be the only star that lights the sky.
Two of the men briefly lift her.
I'm gonna shine.
Sharpay strikes poses in her silver spangled pink mini dress.
Listen up, fellas. Now there's nothing.
One man twirls her, then two others swing her.
And I just might give my dear old dad a heart attack.
A man in the crowd holds his heart.
But he'll live, and he'll see what his girl is meant to be.
Sharpay lifts her arms high. The lighting around them changes colors. One man on all fours lets her step upon him like a stool, then she perches on another man's shoulder. The men help her through a slow motion backflip.
I'm gonna shine if my present luminescence is second rate. I'll turn it up a notch past night and watch the world go blind. Dazzle that you just can't touch. Like an angel in Armani, I'm too fabulous. They'll be lining up for blocks once I bop to the top. With a hoochie in my Gucci, I just can't be stopped.
I'm gonna shine.
Held up high by the four men, she reclines.
And make the moment mine.
As they set her down, she sweeps her arms apart and they pretend to fall. Sharpay sashays down the catwalk. As she sings toward her grinning parents, her father blows her a kiss.
And I'll be the only star that lights the sky. I'm gonna shine!
In a lobby, a poster reads Albuquerque Benefit for the Arts and shows Sharpay with her terrier.
There she is. Wonderful.
Sharpay arrives in person with her dog.
I know.
Her parents race over.
There's our little superstar!
They exchange kisses on their cheeks.
Princess, you had better watch out for law enforcement. They are going to come after you for stealing the show.
Oh, honey, on a scale of 1 to 10, you are an entirely different scale. And you know my aversion to scales.
A couple joins them.
Sharpay!
Yes, I know. And thank you.
We'd like to introduce you to Jerry Taylor.
He's a good friend of our family, visiting for the week.
May I just say how wonderful you were?
As many times as you'd like.
I really see a unique talent here. I mean, a true gift.
And your kind, true words are a gift as well. It was so nice to meet you. But if you'll excuse me, my friends have been waiting.
I'm a casting agent from New York.
She accepts Jerry's card.
And we'll keep waiting until I tell you how much I love your suit.
I'm about to start casting for a new musical on Broadway.
Broadway? As in Broadway?
Yeah. And I think that there is a perfect part. I would be more than happy to arrange an audition if you happen to find yourself in the Big Apple anytime soon.
It would be.
The show is going to star Amberlee Adams.
No.
Yeah.
Stop. Seriously, stop.
Who's Amberlee Adams?
She's only the most amazing performer ever. We have so much in common.
I won't keep you. It was so nice to meet you, Sharpay. Congratulations again. And who knows? Maybe we'll see you in New York, okay?
Congrats.
Okay. Bye. Toodles.
Yes, yes, yes.
No.
No.
In a mansion.
No.
No. I don't understand. What language is that?
No, I don't think going to New York is a good idea.
Oh, see, there you go, believing everything you think.
Do you really believe you're ready for such a monumental step?
Daddy, the main reason I buy such expensive shoes is to take monumental steps.
Sweetheart, when you graduated from high school almost a year ago, do you remember what you said to me?
How come no one makes a cap and gown in hot pink?
No.
How come you get a car and driver and I don't?
No.
Good luck finding anyone to fill the talentless void of boring and unattractive that'll exist in these hallways once I graduate?
No. Well, yes, but you also said that you needed a year to find yourself, to figure out what came next in your life. That year's almost up and you haven't found anything.
Well, it's a small town. I mean, there's only so many places to look. Besides, I did find something. A show I want to be in.
This is more than just a show. You're talking about going it alone in the big city.
Right! To star on Broadway with Amber Lee Adams. Could you really deny the world that opportunity?
I'm sorry, Princess, but nothing you've shown me convinces me you're ready for something like this.
She shows a hint of a smile, then meets with three friends in her pink bedroom.
Okay, ladies. Team Sharpay. Mission, New York. Daddy says I'm not ready for this, so what does that mean?
You pout, throw a tantrum, and he buys you a new Burberry bag to make you feel better?
That's good. But no. It means we show him I'm determined. And when I make up my mind, and no one is better with makeup, my mind looks amazing. Okay, here's your assignments.
I texted Bridget, who emailed Constance, who tweeted Bethany, who I am Jen, who Facebook Kara, who has an ex-friend, who she caught with her boyfriend, who she then dumped, so now Kara's her friend again, who knows of a New York apartment available in a luxury townhouse. That is like the best house you can get in terms of towns.
Sounds perfect.
It gets better.
I can't.
But it does. It is equal distance from both Chanel and Wicked.
Okay, now on to travel plans.
That's right. Albuquerque to New York. One adult and one dog.
Sharpay watches another friend on the phone.
Excuse me? Coach?
A manicurist works on Sharpay's left hand.
Hi, I'm calling for Sharpay Evans. Mr. Taylor wants to set up an audition with her for a new musical.
On a balcony.
2 weeks from today is perfect.
Now, new outfits.
In a boutique, Sharpay models a sequin dress.
And this would be for opening night.
Her friends beam.
The beading actually doubles the reflection of paparazzi flash bulbs.
You can wear anything.
You should have your own reality show called I Can Wear Anything.
Where you wear anything. All right, I'm ready to show Daddy what we've accomplished. Ladies, and people I don't know.
Several shoppers eye her.
New York is calling. And this is one call that is not going to voicemail.
She shows three poster boards to her parents.
So, by way of review, this is my shoe closet. That is my bedroom. These are my new clothes, and where I'll wear them.
She uses a pink pointer.
And then I'm a star, see?
I'm just not totally convinced.
Daddy, you said I haven't shown you anything to let you know I'm ready for this. But look, I took matters into my own hands, and without even shipping my manicure.
Sweetheart, it's not as easy as putting pictures on boards.
But I've worked everything out. And use this pointer.
She shrugs emphatically.
I don't know.
Please, Daddy.
Alone in New York?
You know, my dear college friend Michelle has a son that goes to NYU. I've met him. He's a very nice boy. I could ask her to make sure that he keeps his eye on you.
Sharpay gapes.
Are you sure you're ready to take this on?
I know I can do this. I know it like I know purple washes me out and that my eyes are the exact same distance apart to be a supermodel. What I don't know is whether you believe in me.
She trains her large brown eyes on her father.
Mom seems to.
Sharpay's mother smiles, then looks to her husband, who kindly regards his gloomy daughter. He resignedly throws his hands up.
Okay, you have my blessing.
I'll call my friend Michelle and have her talk to her son.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mom.
Her mother gives her a hug on her way out.
There's just one condition.
Fine. I love a good conditioner.
You have 1 month. I'll fly to New York. I'll pay for your penthouse. But you have to get yourself in that show and prove to me you can take care of yourself. 1 month. Deal?
So deal.
If it doesn't work out, you come back here and work for me. At the country club.
Work?
A job. That's the deal. Prove yourself, or come back in a month and work for me.
Sharpay recoils.
Fine. Prove myself it is.
A bird's eye view of New York City changes to a skyward view of the Chrysler Building, then a street-level tour of Times Square. In a town car, a chauffeur drives Sharpay and her terrier, who gaze out the open window at the passing sights. Sharpay smiles and points.
Look, boy, look.
They ride past Radio City Music Hall. The sedan passes through the barrel-vaulted entryway to a stately building and circles a landscaped stand of cypress trees. As the town car parks by an awninged portico, a stylish woman in heels and pearls approaches and opens the door for Sharpay.
Sharpay?
In the flesh and pastels.
We've been awaiting your arrival.
Then the wait's over.
We spoke on the phone. I'm Marjorie Grande, the manager for the building.
Ah, my pleasure.
Please, follow me to the penthouse.
In a glass-walled residence, an elevator rises into view. Sharpay's smiling face shows behind its retractable gate. Before her, a sitting area decorated in jewel tones features a modular couch, contemporary armchairs, potted palms, and abstract canvases. As Marjorie retracts the gate, Sharpay opens the glass door and enters. She beams at the plush furnishings and a spacious outdoor terrace overlooking the city. Wearing a pink sequined overcoat, Sharpay puts down her designer bag.
I hope this is to your liking.
No, it's to my loving. Boy, you've got to see this.
As the terrier hops out of the bag in a pink sequined sweater, Marjorie eyes Sharpay.
That's a dog.
Try to get him to believe that.
I'm sorry. There are no dogs in the building.
Sure there are. See?
The members of the co-op board have a strict no-dog policy.
Boy tilts his furry head.
Well?
Sharpay picks him up.
My father heads our country club board, so I'm sure that gives me some kind of board immunity.
Miss Sharpay, this building is pleased to have you. This dog, not so pleased.
Miss Grande, ma'am, if he goes, I go.
Sharpay sits with her pink luggage on the sidewalk. Next to her, Boy sits on a pink and yellow plaid travel case. Among the passersby, a hunched-over figure approaches, wielding a video camera. He records Sharpay and her stacked luggage.
What are you doing?
Filming you. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Do you always just film totally stunning people on the street that you don't know?
Only when I think the subject is interesting. And you look baffled and scared and really pink.
The blonde man smiles.
So, yeah, interesting.
Sharpay dons a smile and flips her hair.
Are you paparazzi?
I'm a film student at NYU, working on a short film. The assignment is to capture one unique New York story. Maybe you're it.
So you decided to film me without my permission, just for a school assignment?
Yep.
How dare you? And my left side is better for close-ups.
The film student extends his hand.
I'm Peyton.
Sharpay stands, pouts her lips, and accepts the handshake.
Sharpay Evans, actress, heiress, soon to be Broadway legend.
Wait.
About 105, but it's really not so polite to ask.
No.
I should know my own weight. Okay.
No, I'm Peyton Leverett. Our moms went to college together. This is crazy. I was on my way up to your apartment to make sure you're okay, and here you are.
Right, they told me to expect you. Well, glad we could finally meet. Oh, and this is Boy.
Oh, well, nice to meet you, Boy. So why are you out here? Is everything okay?
Not really. When I rented this apartment online, it never said they don't allow dogs. And now they won't let us live here. Yeah, well, it's their loss!
Do you have someplace else to go?
Okay, it's my loss and their loss! Actually, the only place I have to go is home. And trust me, that is not an option.
Listen, there's an empty studio in my building if you're interested. I'm friends with the building manager. I'm sure I can make a call.
And?
Well, I'm sure I can make a call and arrange something. Maybe get you to see it.
Mom, since I don't seem to have any other options.
Sharpay looks around.
Bellman!
Pursing her lips, she points at her luggage with her pink gloved hand. When no one comes, she eyes Peyton.
Yeah, right.
As he looks up from his viewfinder, Sharpay offers a smarmy smile and tilts her head.
Seriously?
Waiting, she swivels her shoulders. Later, as she gawks at a less ornate building, Peyton climbs the front steps with the last of her bags.
Careful with those! This is all I have to get by on until the truck arrives with the bulk of my things.
Peyton offers an astonished smile, then holding two suitcases, manages to open the door for her. She glowers at the stark entryway and its drab, earth-toned paint job. As she fans herself, Peyton records her.
Okay, now, go outside and then come back in and give me even more of that it's-the-end-of-the-world look, okay?
While Sharpay gawks disgustedly, two women pass them.
Hey, Peyton.
Hey, Peyton.
What's up?
Off to acting class.
Maggie, the cat is alive. I'm alive.
Singing lesson.
Sharpay sticks a gloved finger in her ear.
Cool, guys. Okay, hey, this is Sharpay and Boy.
Hi, Sharpay.
Hi, Sharpay.
Hi, Boy. Anyways, gotta go. See you, Peyton.
Nice meeting you, Sharpay.
Later, guys. Okay, really, you're going to love this place, okay? Up we go.
As he shows her to the main stairwell, she shrugs and looks around.
Oh, sorry. It's a pre-war building.
And during the war, they didn't fight for an elevator?
Listen, the building has two things going for it. It's got something available, and I live here.
Sharpay peers up the rectangular stairwell past its spiraling handrails.
Fine. But if I break a heel or a sweat, you're responsible. Get my bags!
As she starts up the stairs, Peyton shakes his head. Later, Sharpay waits at the top with several suitcases. Peyton climbs the last few steps with four more and plops them down.
See? That wasn't so bad.
Peyton casually bats a hand.
Down the hall. One with the police tape and chalk outline.
Really?
Kidding.
Sharpay tosses her sequined overcoat at him and steps by with Boy under her arm. Facing the apartment door, she tears a pink dog waste baggie from a roll and puts it over her hand before turning the knob. Entering the one-room flat, she scans past a dingy kitchenette featuring a decades-old oven and fridge.
You said this was a studio.
It is?
No way. MGM was a studio. This is a Roche motel with no room service.
Yeah, a studio apartment. Sure, from certain angles, it's a bit small.
A 2-carat engagement ring is a bit small. This is a dollhouse.
So what do you think?
Forget it. I need an entirely separate apartment just for my lipsticks. And where am I supposed to sleep?
Peyton jogs past a small dining table and two mismatched chairs and lowers a pull-down bed from the far wall. Sharpay eyes the old mattress.
What is that?
It's your bed.
That is not a bed. It's a closet with a tongue. You can't be serious.
There is one really good thing about it.
Yeah, sure.
With the baggie still over her hand, she checks inside the oven. Peyton smiles from an apartment window opposite hers.
See? This is my place. Looking better, huh?
Am I missing something? Oh, right. Space, luxury, maid service.
Let me guess. You're used to being spoiled.
I'm not used to it. I just expect it.
You know, half this building is filled with performers who came here with the same ambitions you did. What makes you so much better than them?
Money, breeding, talent, great hair, perfect jawline, chic taste. How much time do you have?
All right, fine. I tried to help you out like my mom asked, but whatever, I'll find someone else to film.
The only problem is if I call my father and tell him how I mess up on the other apartment and how I have nowhere to go but here and I ask for his help, he'll make me come home and work.
So?
So then I'll never get my big break. Oh, and promise you won't call your mother and tell her about this because then she'll call my mom who'll tell my dad and I don't think he really believes I can make this happen. He only gave me 1 month to prove it.
And then you got 1 month to prove him wrong.
Why did I do this? I want my canopy bed and my housekeeper. And a shower that doesn't share a room with a kitchen.
Pouting, Sharpay faces Peyton, who picks up her coat and offers his hand.
Come on.
Where to?
Do you trust me?
You suggested this place.
Yes, point taken. Come in.
Outside, Peyton films Sharpay as they follow a sidewalk.
I hope you're taking me to a better apartment than what you just showed me. Because let me tell you, if that's it, no way. Absolutely no.
Come on, just don't ask any questions.
I mean luxury. Are you kidding me? That was like a green dark hole that I never want to be in ever again.
All right, here you go.
Peyton knocks on a door.
Legit.
A young man emerges.
Where are you taking me?
You'll see.
Come on. Are we here?
They descend some stairs.
All right. Now, you're going to have to close your eyes.
Close my eyes?
Yeah, just close your eyes.
Why?
Because. Just do it. All right. Well, keep them closed.
What if I hit into something?
You won't. I got you. All right. Keep them closed.
Sharpay keeps a hand over her eyes.
Oh.
Just, all right, you got them closed?
Yes, I do.
All right, perfect. All right, now stay here. Keep them closed. Keep them closed.
He resumes filming her.
All righty. Keep them closed.
They stand before a cavernous space.
All right, open them. Hit it, Butchie!
As the lights turn on, Sharpay gapes at a vast, empty theater before her. Rows and rows of seats line not only the orchestra level, but a massive balcony above
wow.
It, and several elegant loge boxes to the side. As Sharpay sets down Boy in her designer bag, Peyton circles her with his camera.
I know. When I left Indiana to go to school here, I didn't know a soul either. I was just as overwhelmed as you. But I had two things, my dream and my camera. And look at me now.
You still only have your dream and your camera.
Yes, but I met you, didn't I? So something's working out.
Well, whenever people meet me, things get better.
As she steps downstage, her sequined coat sparkles.
You just have to adapt to your surroundings. And remember that for now, this is all just temporary.
Sharpay smiles.
Right. Like prom dresses and first boyfriends.
Yeah. Look, anything you have to do will be worth it to get your dream.
Sharpay nods to herself.
Okay. I'm gonna meet with that casting director, get the part, be a star, and have a palace.
There you go. That's the self-indulgent, self-entitled, optimistic pink hurricane I've been seeing through my lens.
And I like how perceptive you are. Okay, New York. Bring it on.
Outside, an aerial view high over the sunny city tilts toward Washington Square Park. In an outdoor market, Peyton films a delighted Sharpay walking among the vendors. She stops before a man challenging visitors with a three-cup shell game. The man hides the ball under one cup and slides all three around each other. Sharpay sets some cash down on the middle cup, and the flummoxed game master reveals she's correct. Now, Peyton films Sharpay posing with Boy on the sill of a circular fountain. Sharpay scrutinizes a street performer who stands perfectly still, dressed as the Statue of Liberty. A quick time-lapse shows Peyton joining her in studying the living statue. Next, Sharpay and Peyton sit by the fountain eating popcorn. Peyton reports Sharpay and Boy on a shiny park bench sculpted to resemble a sofa. Later, a breakdancer's deft footwork and one-armed handstand draw Sharpay's happy applause. Now she flounces down the sidewalk in her above-the-knee hot pink dress. Peyton's camera captures her hip-swinging, foot-swiveling poses. As he records her passing a row of recycling and trash bins, Boy sniffs at a roach. She grabs the dog and bats her hand. A vendor in a ball cap accepts a $5 bill from Peyton, who reports Sharpay receiving a hot dog in return. She feeds a morsel to Boy, then takes a bite herself. Chewing, she grimaces and promptly spits out the mouthful. Peyton grins, recording every disgusted moment. As their walking tour continues, a view from inside a boutique shows the film student and Broadway hopeful passing by. The word pink is discernible in reverse on the plate glass window. Sharpay walks backward, returning to the shop display. The full slogan reads, "Think Pink." The display features posh furniture and wallpapers, and includes dangling paint cans designed to look as if they're spilling pink paint onto the floor. Sharpay hops excitedly. In her studio apartment, plastic tarps cover new furniture from the boutique. As Peyton uses a roller to coat a high archway with pink paint, Sharpay films him with his own camera. The sleeping area is painted over beautifully in pink and white. A pass of Peyton's roller paints over Sharpay's live camera view of him.
Lay down.
Bedtime.
Lay down.
Boy obeys in his own pulled-down bed.
Hey, boy.
Sharpay turns out a white porcelain lamp at her bedside, then closes her eyes as she nestles under a fluffy white comforter. The bed folds up into the wall with her in it.
Boy?
Boy cocks his head.
Get help!
By day, Sharpay poses in front of a mirror in a pink and black ensemble. Fuchsia curtains and other palatial accents adorn her studio.
Wow.
Peyton notices Sharpay.
And wow.
He starts filming with his camera.
Hey, are you on your way to meet with the casting director?
No, I'm on my way to change theater history. You think this is a good outfit for changing history?
Black fingerless gloves and matching shoes set off her dress's trim.
Perfect. Mind if I tag along and film? Not that you could ever mind me, right?
I think you should. After all,
she picks up Boy.
Not many people can say they're there to film the creation of a legend.
In a theater lobby, Peyton films Sharpay arriving with a headshot in hand. As a sad-faced pet owner exits past her, Jerry stands.
Sharpay, you made it after all.
Destiny called, and I get great reception.
Well, your timing is perfect. What's tomorrow like for you?
The first day of the rest of my fame.
Well, all right. I'll set up your audition for 3:00. I'll email you the musical number that we'd like you to prepare. And could you make sure that he's well-groomed and, you know, takes care of any business beforehand?
What?
What?
He?
Yes.
Him?
Him.
He?
Yes.
Wait, what?
It's your dog that we want to audition. He was amazing.
Oh. What?
I sent you all the information in response to your email. I mean, didn't the title of the musical give you any indication? A girl's best friend?
A girl's best friend! And I'm here for the girl!
You're here for the girl?
Well, I'm never the best friend.
Oh, no, we wanted boy.
As the girl?
No, as the best friend.
Wait, you want boy as the best friend of the girl? Not me as the girl with the best friend?
Exactly. Oh, Sharpay, I am so sorry for the confusion. If you don't want boy to audition, I would totally understand.
Sharpay exits the theater.
Sharpay, hey.
Peyton escorts her protectively through stop traffic.
Look, slow down. New Yorkers can't keep up with you.
It's not even me they wanted.
But to be fair, the role is for a dog. If they wanted you, I could understand you being upset.
Why did I come all this way? Leave my friends, family, a dry, self-hydrating climate?
To follow your dream. Or at least that's what I thought.
Nothing is turning out the way I planned it. Plan A, live in a penthouse and star on Broadway. Plan B, I don't have a plan B. What do I tell my father now?
That you came to a very special city determined to be someone very special, which you are.
Oh, I'm not so special. I'm just like everyone else. Maybe a little better.
Dude, look at it this way. Boy is your dog, and he has an opportunity. So, be happy for him.
Sharpay smiles at Boy in her arms.
You're right. I'm being, you know, what's the word? When you do something for yourself, even though it's not so good for other people.
Selfish?
No. Oh, yeah.
Look, Sharpay, you can't give up, okay? Anyway, you're officially the star of my film.
Sharpay brightens.
I am?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, so now it's all about you.
Only because I need you here.
She smiles coyly.
Fine. I'll star in your movie.
Okay, good.
As he resumes filming, she faces him with a determined expression.
Okay, change of strategy.
I didn't know you had a strategy, but I like the way you think.
If Boy becomes a success, everyone will see me as well. After all, I am his entourage. I am the one who's holding his leash. His fame will ultimately lead to my fame. That's what I came here for, right?
Still a little selfish, but heading in the right direction.
We're gonna do this. It's like I tell the housekeepers. If you can't see the bright side, polish the dull side.
You're not quite what I was
talking. They want Boy to audition? It's Boy they will get.
Now, two men and a woman watch Sharpay and Boy on stage.
When a sign of the times is the times are extremely tough. Shh. When you look at the world and the world that you see is, yes, rough. When you feel like a long lost pup and you need some cheering up, sit back, relax, and watch us do our stuff.
Boy sits on a portable set of stairs.
2, 3, 4.
Taking cues from Sharpay, Boy ascends the stairs one step at a time, delighting their three viewers.
We're gonna sit and shake your hand, that's how it starts.
They shake hands.
We're gonna nose our nosy way into your hearts.
She and Boy tilt their heads.
We'll sing and bark in super harmony.
Sharpay sits and calls Boy to her lap.
You're gonna love us, that's our guarantee. We'll bow together on the count of three.
Boy bows low.
Me and my boy and me, we make the perfect pair. We've got that savoir-faire.
They both twirl.
Me and my boy.
Boy shuffles backward.
Me and my boy. Me and my boy. My boy and me.
Sharpay reclines on the wooden stairs and raises an arm up high. Boy perches alertly on her leg, his tiny tail wagging. One viewer, a man in black framed glasses, springs from his seat.
That's the best audition I've ever seen.
A gangly, disheveled fellow follows him.
I'm Gil Sams, the director.
Neil Roberts, writer.
That was amazing.
Chills. Feel my hand.
I won't feel your hand, but I believe you.
I won't feel your hand either, but I believe you too.
That is one special dog.
We've done special here. Special has been done, people!
Boy was meant for Broadway.
She glances at Boy.
We both were. So when do we start?
Well, there's one more waiting. One more!
One more, people!
The goateed stage manager addresses Sharpay.
Could you take a seat in the front row, please? There. Now.
As she hurries off with Boy, Neil and Gil return to their seats. Sharpay sits down on an aisle seat with Boy on her lap and swaps a thumbs up with Peyton, who stands filming at the back of the auditorium. On stage, someone's striding legs arrive in slow motion, wearing polished black shoes and pressed slacks. A coiffed cavalier King Charles Spaniel in a polka dot dress accompanies the newcomer. As Sharpay blinks skeptically, the view lifts to reveal the rest of the pet owner, a cherubic preteen boy in a tie and a prep school blazer bearing a red and gold seal. The boy positions a hula hoop vertically in a stand.
Roger Elliston?
The stage manager endures a cold glance from the boy.
The third, and his dog, Countess.
FYI, I'm Roger. As you can see by our extensive resume, hand-printed on carbonless, environmental-friendly rice paper, Countess has numerous major Broadway credits under her paws, including The Collar Purple, 3 Puppy Opera, and the original Broadway cast production of A Wagging Tale of Two Cities, a musical opera, in German.
Major pedigree.
I'm impressed.
This is us impressed.
Neil beams as Gil gapes.
Plus, she can bark a high C with sustained vibrato.
Sure, but only dogs can hear it.
Roger levels his gaze on Sharpay, who returns a miffed smirk. Boy perks up on her lap with his ears straightened and his feathery bangs styled in symmetrical arcs above his gleaming eyes. Countess's dark, shiny eyes peer in Boy's direction. The wavy, caramel-colored fur of her floppy ears contrasts with her short, velvety snout.
All right, let's see what Countess can do.
Roger aims a remote, triggering a song on an MP3 player, Me and My Girl.
When a sign of the times is that times are extremely tough.
With a nod from Roger, Countess sits.
When you look at the world and the world that you see is rough.
She hangs her head low.
When you feel like a long-lost pup and you need some cheering up.
Countess stands.
Sit back, relax, and watch us do our stuff.
Roger spreads his arms wide and smiles. As Sharpay watches, Roger does some shuffling, crisscrossing footwork, then kneels beside Countess.
We're gonna sit and shake your hand, that's how it starts.
He and his dog high-five.
We're gonna nose our nosy way into your heart. We'll sing and bark into bark harmony.
Neil and Gil beam delighted. Sharpay stares uneasily.
We'll bow together on the count of three.
Roger and Countess each bow.
Me and my girl and me, we make the perfect pair. We've got that savoir faire.
Both Roger and his dog do a spin.
Me and my girl.
As Roger moonwalks, Countess shuffles backward. Countess jumps through the hoop.
My girl and me.
Roger tosses the hoop aside and tilts in a pose toward Countess, who stands up on her hind legs. As Neil and Gil rejoice, Sharpay blinks sheepishly.
That's the best audition I've ever seen. Amazing! I weeped!
Wept?
I wept!
I wept!
And not just regular weeping.
Theater weepings.
Neil mimes exploding eyes.
Amberlee, what do you think?
Yes, Amberlee, thoughts.
Roger's eyes widen as the chicly dressed star steps down the aisle past a smiling Sharpay.
So meant to be BFFs. Wow! How's a word, right?
Amberlee smiles at Roger.
Wow! I just hope that the palpable chemistry surging between you and I right now, like nuclear fusion, won't in any way influence your decision towards our clearly superior audition.
Amberlee shakes her head.
How old are you? 12. I think I'm good.
She calls to Sharpay.
And you! Also! Your dog! Wow! Wow! I know, right? Oh, he's just saying hi. Sharpay Evans, of the New Mexico Evans. I'm a mega fan.
Oh, you are not.
So am.
I am going to tweet about you right now.
Shut up. I follow your tweets. Mm.
Sharpay checks her mobile phone.
She did! She tweeted!
Okay, I don't know how we're gonna decide. You're amazing.
All this and a grade school diploma.
And you! Amazing! Wow. I would be excited to work with either one of you. And your dogs. And can I just say, this is the opportunity of a lifetime for me. Because Broadway's not like film or television. Because with Broadway, real people are watching.
Wow.
Me too.
I am just so excited to be performing on the Great White Way. Not that I don't love all colors.
Well, I know both these talented dogs want to work with you, but only one can be in the show.
How are we going to decide?
Wait, how about we work with both dogs during rehearsals?
Wait! How about we work with both dogs during rehearsals? That way I can see which one I work best with.
That sounds like a solution.
We have a solution, people!
Roger and Sharpay eye each other sternly. Later in the lobby.
Can I just say how totally great I think you are?
You do, and I'll never wash my ears again.
You know what I think? Well, of course you don't, because I just thought of it. But I think they loved you.
I like the way you think.
Oh, and you're such a good singer, and I would know. My album went triple platinum.
Well, I've done quite a bit of theater.
Oh, totally shows. Listen, I'm gonna have my assistant give you my phone number. If there's anything that you need, you just let me know, okay? We girls gotta stick together, right?
Amber Lee's assistant hands Sharpay a note.
Wow. I mean, this is actually your number. It looks like any ordinary number, but it's not. It's yours.
Oh, and hey, may the best dog win.
As Amber Lee and her assistant step away, Sharpay beams. She finds Peyton waiting outside.
Can you believe it?
You were great. Boy, was great.
This new strategy just might work.
Amber Lee really likes you, too.
Is she awesome or what? She inspires me. There, I said it. Cal inspired. We are so going to get that part.
How do you know?
Easy. I don't do rejection.
Sharpay!
Roger approaches.
I just wanted to wish you both luck.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
And suggest that you give up now while you still have your dignity. Distant though it already might be.
Sorry, which Smurf are you again?
True, you have talent, but you lack both the experience and the finesse to ever achieve the Holy Grail of possibility.
Yeah, but boy is cuter.
Countess is a theatrical ninja.
I'm sorry. For a minute there, you just bored me to death.
I have a foolproof strategy of getting what I want. See it, want it, have a fit, get it.
Yeah, well, this playdate's over.
I hope you enjoy rejection.
We're gonna get that part.
We're gonna destroy you.
Bring it on.
Oh, it's brought.
As they each go their separate ways, Countess halts to look back past her hindquarters. Boy does the same, and their puppy-faced gazes meet. They break off the fond look and catch up with their owners. At night, Peyton films Boy in Sharpay's studio.
All right, Boy. This foot? That foot. Good boy.
Sharpay rewards Boy with treats.
Okay. Let's try our next one. Stay. Get your tail.
Boy turns little
Get your
circles.
Tail. Oh, good. Yeah, good. Sit. Stay.
We are so going to take them on. I'm not going to let some hobbit get in my way.
As Peyton films Sharpay, Boy scurries off.
And look. All Boy can do is think about how horrible that other little mangy dog was.
At an open window, Boy gazes into the night air. The long, sandy fur of his jowls hangs in graceful curves parallel to the long fur above his eyes.
If you want success so badly, then you will get it. All you need is one shot to make it happen.
Yeah, and this is my shot.
It's like my grandmother says, God only got one book published, and look how well it did for him.
Sharpay smiles.
Doing this is all I've ever dreamed about. Especially since I already have everything else.
Well, there's still humility.
What's wrong with being confident?
The confidence is when you know you're good. Arrogance is when you think others know you're good.
Well, I want everyone to know I'm as good as I think everyone thinks I am without them knowing I know they think it.
Peyton's amazed smile widens.
And do you have to film everything?
Yep, because this is my shot. If my professor loves my film, he talks about it. Then there's a buzz. Then it gets in a festival. Then it gets distribution. Then I'm signing a studio deal. Then I'm getting an Oscar.
I always knew I wanted to be an actress the first time I produced and performed the entire production of Snow White. Full dance, musical numbers, handmade costumes. I made my brother play all the dwarves. Everyone in that preschool worshipped me. I just want to wake up every morning and be on stage.
In the theater.
Good morning!
Good morning,
everyone! And welcome to the first rehearsal
of the new Broadway musical,
A Girl's Best Friend.
Amber Lee, the cast, Roger, and Sharpay all applaud.
And you are all amazing.
No, you are. Cam or me?
You.
No, you.
Me? Okay. And heading our superb cast, we are thrilled to welcome one of the biggest stars around, Amber Lee Adams.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Guys, come on. Can I just say that this is the opportunity of a lifetime for me, because Broadway is not like film or television, because with Broadway, people can see if you write your lines on your hands.
All right, let's rehearse. I want everybody downstairs with piano rehearsing the music for the opening number. Amber Lee and Judith, I want you on stage so we can block that first scene. Let's go!
Let's go, people!
All right, let's start with boy. Let's go!
Roger swings an irritated gaze across the aisle at Sharpay, who purses her lips and dismissively looks him up and down. Roger shakes his head. As he briefly drops his gaze, Sharpay smirks at him. In her lap, boy's warm eyes connect with Countess's, her furry ears swinging luxuriously as she turns. The smitten Yorkie cocks his head lovingly, and the adoring Spaniel does the same. Each of the staring dogs freezes, transfixed by the other. Amber Lee and Judith run a scene set in a bedroom.
What a perfect goodbye party. Thank you, Mom.
Oh, I can't believe my little girl is going out into the world on her own for the first time.
I have to, Mom, and who knows? Maybe I'll find fame and fortune. Actually, reverse that. Why is that funny?
Well, because you'd rather have... I'll explain later. Just keep going.
Oh, there's only one thing that breaks my heart. Leaving Shelby behind. Pick it up. Go. Go. A star is about to be born.
Boy drops a paper at Amber Lee's feet.
Shelby. What's in this envelope? This very wet envelope. Again, I don't get that.
Keep going.
Gasp.
Actually, that's a stage direction.
You gasp. You don't say gasp.
Simple mistake. Keep going.
Shelby, trying to run away with my boarding pass won't change the fact that I'm leaving at 8 a.m. 6 a.m.
As Amber Lee makes another puzzled frown, Boy hops onto the bed.
Oh, Shelby, this is the first time we'll be apart. I wish I could just pack you up into a little doggy bag.
Okay, let's get Countess in there and continue.
Don't worry, sweetheart. Shelby and I will both be here when you get back.
As Countess drags a pet carrier on stage, Roger grins and Sharpay gawks unpleasantly.
Oh, you're killing me.
Countess gets into the carrier.
Oh,
that's adorable.
You're right, Shelby. Why not go with me? Any place that doesn't want you, I don't want to be. Let's see what New York has in store for us together.
Neil and Gil grin stiffly.
Good. Let's talk about the scene a bit, and we'll do it again.
And both dogs, great work!
Sharpay and Roger swap smug looks. A dressing room door opens to reveal Roger sneaking in from the hall. Wearing a sweater vest, he grins, shuts the door behind him, and retrieves a pair of gold high-heeled shoes from the floor. His hands gloved, he opens up a plastic food container and rubs a piece of raw chicken from inside it on each of the high heels. As he puts the chicken away, the screen splits between his deed in the dressing room and Amber Lee holding Boy on stage.
Oh, Shelby. Trying to run away with my boarding pass won't change the fact that I'm leaving at 8 a.m.
She puts Boy down.
6 a.m.
As Boy sniffs at and licks her high-heeled shoes, Amber Lee and Judith notice.
What's going on? The dog. What is this? Somebody, please. The dog is licking me. Yeah.
All right. Get me the other dog.
Sharpay slouches.
Sorry. What can you do?
As Roger heads on stage, Sharpay gawks after him, then smirks shrewdly and sets a hand on her hip. Later.
There's only one thing that breaks my heart. Leaving Shelby behind.
Okay, go, go.
Roger directs Countess on stage with the paper in her mouth. Among the empty seats, Sharpay blows a whistle. As Countess stops, Amber Lee, Roger, Neil, and Gil frown, then the confused dog turns in circles.
Why is she twirling?
What is she doing?
Sharpay chuckles.
Gil!
Roger! Figure out what's going on with the dog. It's not helping me.
Not helping people!
Meanwhile, get the other dog!
Roger looks at Sharpay in the house.
Sorry. What can you do?
He waits in the wings with Countess and a pet carrier.
There's only one thing that breaks my heart. Leaving Shelby behind.
Okay, go.
Boy enters with the paper in his mouth.
Oh, hey!
Roger releases a cat from the carrier. Boy gives chase. Sharpay gawks, Gil grimaces, and Neil hangs his head.
How is this helping? Really? Am I the only one bothered by this? Gil!
Okay, everybody, that's 10.
As Roger grins brightly from the wings, Sharpay storms on stage, meeting him halfway across.
I'll admit you're good, but we're better. Give up.
Give up?
Not until there is a Broadway marquee with a picture of my dog so big you can walk by and smell his puppy breath.
I have to take the dogs for a nap. Union rules.
As the stage manager steps away from them with both dogs, the two rivals stare at each other.
You break first.
No, you break first.
Unblinking, Roger wags his head and stares. Sharpay opens her eyes really wide and keeps her gaze fixed on him. Neither flinch. As Boy and Countess rest in neighboring beds, Amber Lee discovers them.
Aww. Pretty cute, huh?
Yeah, yes, they are. I just wanted to tell you something.
She closes the door behind her.
This is my show. I'm America's sweetheart. They're paying to see me, not you two overbred furballs. So until I can figure out a way to get rid of you.
Boy straightens.
You better watch your step. Otherwise, you'll find out the real meaning of going home in a doggy bag.
As Boy and Countess face each other, Amber Lee's shifty smile folds into a scowl, and she leaves the dressing room. The pups watch her go. In Sharpay's pink apartment.
This film is cutting together really well.
Do I look amazing?
The camera loves you.
I know. Oh no, my dad's video chatting me. He thinks I live in a penthouse. I can't let him see that I live in a tiny studio in a filthy tenement. With a boy in my room? A boy, by the way, that has no money and lives in a tinier studio and who apparently has never heard of the word maid service? No offense.
But that could possibly offend me.
Oh, my. I don't know. I'm hyperventilating. What do I do? What do I do?
Peyton grabs her laptop and leads her out of her studio into his own. Sharpay sits on a radiator in front of a window with a pleasant view of the city lights.
Okay, go,
okay
go.
I gotta get this stuff.
Okay, good.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, Princess. How's my little girl?
Overpaying for everything and yelling at total strangers.
Ah, you're practically a native. Hey, where are you? That view is spectacular.
Well, there's hardly a penthouse in the city that doesn't have a spectacular view.
So, you're the toast of Broadway?
Daddy, you know how I feel about carb references.
Well, just a little concerned, sweetie. The last time no one's heard from you for this long is when you found out your gold card wasn't actually made of gold.
Well, I've been busy with rehearsals.
Outstanding! You got into the show?
Well, it doesn't quite work like that. It's complicated, but I know it's gonna work out.
Sharpay, is there something you're not telling me? You remember the deal, right? If things aren't working out.
I know. I have 1 month to get in the show, and then...
2 weeks, sweetie. You have 2 weeks left. You're sure everything's okay?
It's fine, Daddy.
Well, okay. We miss you, Angel.
Miss you, too.
I love you.
On one hand, he straightens his pinky, index finger, and thumb, making the I love you sign.
Boy has to get that role. I can't go home. Not as a failure. I need some sort of subtle, visibly crushing advantage over Roger.
Look, why not just trust Boy is talented, that you've trained him well, and let fate take it from there?
Fate? Fate gave a girl in my graduating class one long eyebrow. I can't trust fate. Some matters you just have to take into your own hands.
At the theater.
What do you mean you forgot my bottled water?
Well, I was going to
get those magazines that you said you wanted from across town, and I got hit by a bite messenger. So I went to the hospital for, like, just 1 second to get these stitches.
And meanwhile, I had no water!
I will get it for you right now.
Now I've had to drink tap!
I am so sorry.
I am so sorry.
I will do better.
Forget it, okay? Aside from catching some shade from the shadow cast by your madam's apple, you're of no use to me. You're fired!
The flustered assistant leaves in tears. Amber Lee dismissively bats a hand and rolls her eyes. Out in the hallway, Sharpay passes the departing woman, then knocks on Amber Lee's open door.
Amber Lee?
Oh, wow, you look so cute, Sharpie.
Sharpay.
Oh, you changed it. I like that even better.
So, tell me, what's on your mind?
I just saw your assistant leave in tears.
Oh, she's not my assistant. She quit.
No wonder she was crying.
Yeah, I don't think she even really cared. Next time I should probably just hire a best friend instead.
A pleasantly surprised smile dawns on Sharpay's face.
Wait, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking that I should be thinking?
I could help you out until you replace her.
That is what I was thinking about thinking.
Of course, this can't in any way affect your decision of which dog gets a starring role.
Oh, it won't.
I couldn't live with myself if I thought I did anything unfair.
You have my word.
Hey, I know. How about dinner?
That sounds awesome.
Right? Get me a reservation for two at someplace fantastic. Then call my agent and have her meet me.
Right. Sure.
Amber Lee stands and faces Sharpay.
Oh, I won't forget this. And I promise it won't be because you're helping me if I happen to take a little extra liking to girl.
Boy.
Oh, you changed it. I like that even better.
Oh, and can you kick my mic down to the sound guy and tell him the wire hurts my scalp?
Okay.
You're the best.
As Sharpay leaves with the wireless microphone, Amber Lee disinfects her hands.
Amber Lee says the wire is hurting her scalp. Personally, I think she's using the wrong shampoo. She's a star, and you know, I don't want to say anything.
You're hot.
The tech stares at her.
Excuse me?
You're hot?
Okay. Even though theater lighting highlights my natural skin tones, thank you for noticing. That's a little rude, don't you think?
No, your mic's hot.
He points at the headset.
It means it's on. You see that little switch? When it's flipped over like that, it means it's on, and it's going through the entire theater.
You could have led with that part, thank you. Amberly's got a great scalp!
As she hands off the microphone headset and steps away, the tech smiles to himself.
You're hot.
Outside.
Then she asked me to help her out after her assistant quit. And after I suggested it.
Are you sure this is wise? I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. This isn't wise.
It's perfect. Amberly will see that she and I are exactly alike. We'll become BFFs. She'll make sure Boy gets a role, then his fame becomes my fame. I mean, this is the advantage I've been waiting for.
Isn't it more like taking advantage?
My father thought I couldn't do this in a month. It's turning out better than I imagined.
At night, Sharpay slumbers in a glittery pink sleep mask. She sits up, lifts the blinders off her eyes, and looks around blearily. She glances at her cell, then answers.
Hello? Sure. Be right over.
She hangs up and slouches a little. Later, she enters an ivory-colored hallway where two abstract paintings and a vase of calla lilies are on display.
Hello?
Amber Lee finds her.
Oh, thank goodness. In here. Quickly. Oh.
Sharpay hurries after her, stepping into a walk-in closet. Amber Lee stands in a corner, half-heartedly reaching for a purse on a moderately high shelf.
I can't reach that.
Sharpay gawks.
Can't reach it?
Okay, it was a little bit of a test. Only a true friend would come all the way down here at this hour and help me with something like that.
Sharpay returns a warm smile, chuckles, and waggles her head.
So I passed.
Yes. But seriously, the purse.
Oh, okay.
Sharpay climbs onto the counter to get it. By day, she stands by Amber Lee on the sidewalk holding a coffee, two copies of the script, a brown bag, and three designer bags. As she yawns, a limo arrives and a doorman lets the star in.
Thank you.
Amber Lee opens the tinted window so Sharpay can pass in her belongings.
All right, here's your bag. Here's your other bag. Oh, and don't forget your photo shoot.
Oh, you're a lifesaver. You must be at that photo shoot to make sure I look as fabulous as you always do.
Are you serious?
serious. You're now also my stylist. You have to tell me all your secrets. Okay, gotta go.
Amber Lee puts up the window and the limo pulls away. In her studio apartment, Sharpay sits at her small round table, highlighting lines on a script's pages.
Life is so strange. Shelby and I travel halfway across the country to find fame and fortune. And instead, we find love.
Peyton peers out of his window.
Hey, how about dinner? Split some egg rolls at Walk This Way?
Can't. I have to highlight script changes for Amber Lee, then highlight her hair. Highlight of my night.
Okay. But I miss spending time with you. And you did promise to shoot some more stuff for my film.
You know what I'm doing is important too.
Whoa. For a minute there, you sounded like Amber Lee.
As Peyton leaves his window, Sharpay frowns and keeps highlighting. By day, Amber Lee lies on her dressing room love seat rehearsing. Sharpay brings her things.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Bad news. My maid quit. So here's a list of chores.
She waves a paper.
Chores?
And I want to talk to you about boy. But you have to promise it'll stay between us.
Okay.
I think I'm going to ask the director to give boy the part.
Are you serious?
Almost positive.
You won't be sorry.
Trust me. I know.
In a seated position, Amber Lee hands over the list, then puts up her feet again and smirks after Sharpay. In a bathroom, dark flecks make a trail on the floor, leading to Sharpay, who kneels by the toilet in gloves and an apron. She winces as she lifts the seat and sprays cleaner into the bowl. Now she stuffs clothes into a front-loading washer, then grabs a jug of detergent. With a shrug, she removes the cap and thrusts several sloshes into the machine. Back at the toilet, she uses a brush's handle to stir the water in the bowl. The view switches from her cluelessly tapping buttons on the washer to realizing that the toilet brush scrubber is tangled in her hair. At the washer, she slaps the buttons furiously, while at the toilet, she yanks at the entangled brush. At the theater, a backdrop rises as the stage manager approaches Roger and Countess.
There are some changes for the blocking in the dog scene, top of Act 2.
Countess can learn these in no time. She's got a memory like a digital hard drive. No barking, all megabyte.
Funny. I need to find Sharpay and make sure she gets them. Boy is doing the first run through tomorrow.
I'd be more than happy to deliver them to her.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Roger grins deviously. He exits a stage door to an alley.
Sharpay!
He saunters over to a trash bin.
Sharpay!
He throws away her copy of the changes.
That's unfortunate.
At rehearsal.
And I've been here ever since.
Life is so strange. Shelby and I travel halfway across the country to find fame and fortune, and instead, we find love.
Lenore, I have something to ask you. We have something to ask you.
He's supposed to come from the other side of the stage with the ring box.
Yeah, sorry, we changed that blocking. What happened?
What is wrong with this dog?
As the stage manager and Gil swap a look, Amber Lee looks out at Neil and a handful of others who stir uneasily. Boy runs to Sharpay.
And is he okay? It's not his fault. He's just a little dog. He's just so sweet.
Okay, everybody, let's break for a few.
That's 10 people.
The stage manager faces Sharpay.
I don't know what happened.
We sent out the script changes, but Boy didn't do them.
But I didn't get any new script change.
Sharpay smirks at Roger, seated blissfully on one of the theater's plush crimson seats. She marches down a short flight of stairs at the stage's edge and confronts him.
I looked everywhere last night to give them to you. I guess working for Amber Lee has its drawbacks.
You did this on purpose.
That's a complete... Yeah.
You're threatened because you know Amber Lee is gonna choose Boy.
Not after today, she won't.
Okay, Countess doesn't have half the personality that Boy has.
And Boy doesn't have half the talent that Countess has. Isn't that right, girl?
Both dogs are gone.
Countess? Boy?
They both run.
Countess! Boy?
They search the theater.
Countess!
Sharpay passes
Boy!
A man on a stairwell.
Boy?
No, sorry.
Roger descends stairs elsewhere. As Sharpay weaves past dancers, Roger finds some crew playing cards.
Anyone seen Countess?
Nope.
Sharpay returns to the lobby, then she and Roger descend a fire escape together.
Boy! Countess! Boy!
The outdoor view descends to a pair of fire exit doors. Sharpay and Roger emerge from the building and look around helplessly. As Sharpay dials her cell phone, Peyton answers in his studio apartment.
Hello?
Boy and Countess are gone!
Gone? What?
We have to find them!
Wait, where are you now?
I'm leaving the theater. We're gonna look around here. Can you look near the apartment in case they come back?
Yeah, of course. Just keep me posted and I'll call you if they show up.
Okay. What if they were dog-napped? Do you think we pushed them too hard?
No. Oh, Countess is uber-sensitive.
She cries watching dog food commercials. I just hope they're not huddled in a corner somewhere. Afraid, lost, at each other's throats. You know you
love me. Countess and Boy sit side by side atop a garbage pile. The view orbits them, speeding up and slowing down artistically as pedestrians pass by. Both pups gaze off with their warm, dark eyes. Later, cars pass by a row of parked horse-drawn carriages. As one driver in a tuxedo handles his reins, Countess and Boy ride together on the tufted velvet seat behind him. In the evening, on a lush lawn, Boy sits in silhouette as a sprinkler showers the area nearby in a watery haze. In slow motion, Countess comes running through the droplets and shakes off as she exits the shower. Boy steps back a little, getting wet from her shaking. At night, on a sidewalk, Boy lifts his head to touch his snout to Countess's. Then they pad down the sidewalk side by side. Near the theater, Roger and Sharpay continue their search.
What if we never see them again?
Smart dogs. Smarter than we are. They'll be okay.
No, it's my dad. You can't deal with him right now.
Peyton arrives carrying both pups. As he grins, Roger and Sharpay brighten.
Countess!
Boy!
Peyton puts the dogs down, and they each run to their adoring owners. As Sharpay nuzzles Boy, Countess licks Roger's face.
It's amazing. They came back to the apartment.
Thanks, Peyton. Oh, and Sharpay? It's still on.
Bring it.
The rivals swap a good-humored look, then Sharpay grins at Peyton. Later, he films Sharpay and Boy in her studio.
You bad, bad boy. I'm just glad you're okay.
He and Countess had an adventure.
She probably coaxed him into joining a doggy gang or something. We better check him over for tattoos.
Are you so lost in what you're doing that you haven't noticed?
Notice what?
Boy and Countess are in love.
With what?
Each other.
No way.
She looks Boy in the eyes.
You're right. He's dilated. He's got puppy dog eyes. How could I have not noticed puppy love?
Well, there's a lot you haven't noticed. Like, lately, you've had no time for me. You know, I was counting on you to help me finish my film.
I said I would and I will. Things have become complicated.
It's not that complicated. Amber Lee is using you and you're letting her.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I don't?
No.
Where's the Sharpay that was determined not to go back home because she didn't want to work for anyone?
Why don't you tell me?
Working for someone, that's where. So at least be honest as to why.
I know what I'm doing.
You've sold your soul to get Boy in that show rather than trust in the dog that you raised. Even worse, you've stopped trusting that your own talents would get you where you need to go.
And maybe you're jealous because I'm on my way up with a new famous friend and you're just a student making a film about someone else's life instead of your own.
Peyton bridles, his gaze troubled. As Sharpay looks down, he grabs his camera.
You don't have to be in my movie anymore. I get it. You have more important things to do.
Fine.
One question. What happened to that hot pink whirlwind of confidence and ambition I saw through my lens that first day you got here? I mean, that girl knew she was special. That girl knew she didn't have to do any of this to succeed. What happened to her, huh?
As Sharpay shakes her head, Peyton shrugs and leaves.
Hello?
In Amber Lee's kitchen, Sharpay signs the star's name to photos of her smiling face. As she shakes out her exhausted left hand, Amber Lee enters.
Oh, and Sharpay, can you remember to invite as many people from my fan club as possible to opening night dress rehearsal?
I want the theater filled with people who love me as much as you do.
Sure.
You know what would be great after all this work? A long, luxurious spa bath.
Oh, sounds amazing. Thank you.
Run one for me, will you? And then you can finish these. You're the best.
Amber Lee drops another stack of headshots on the counter and leaves the room. With a heavy expression, Sharpay takes her marker in hand. In her studio, she sits forlornly on the foot of her pulled-down bed with Boy at her side. She peers out her window toward Peyton's and finds his Venetian blinds down. When the meager light filtering through them goes dark, she covers her face with her hands. At the theater.
This is a big change.
Huge change.
I don't think you're hearing me!
New Jersey can hear you. The name of the show is A Girl's Best Friend.
I didn't tell you to change the title.
But you want the best friend written out.
Sharpay overhears from the hall.
Change the title!
How are we supposed to get rid of one of our main characters a day before our dress rehearsal in front of an audience?
The audience is coming to see me. You change that dog's part to a bark and play dead, or I don't go on.
Let's be reasonable here.
I'm a star! I don't have to be reasonable! Look, those mangy mutts are bothering me almost as much as their disposable owners. I actually had to have one of them clean my toilet just to keep her away.
Sharpay grieves.
She thinks she's an actress. She acts all right. She acts just like every other obsessed fan.
Her eyes pooling with tears, she frowns and turns away. Sharpay returns to her apartment building, shambling along in a chic yellow dress and silver belt. As she nears the front door, Peyton comes out and they walk past each other. Sharpay halts and turns after him.
Wait.
He stops and peers in her direction.
Everything you said. You were.
Right?
Yes.
Thank you.
You must think I'm a total fool.
Nah. Not total.
Maybe my dad was right. Maybe I'm not ready for this.
She sits on the front steps.
Maybe I should just go home and work for him. I mean, did I really think I was just gonna come to Broadway and be a star?
Yes. Because that's exactly how you think. It's perfect.
Perfect is so hard. And it doesn't prepare you for disappointment.
Peyton sits down beside her.
Well, if it helps, you still look adorable, even when you're disappointed.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Sharpay gazes off, her blonde hair trailing past her shoulders.
Look, Sharpay, there is not a marquee big enough or lights bright enough to contain the fame you're gonna have.
Smiling softly, she shakes her head.
Yeah, but not the way I've been doing it. Like you said, the Sharpay you know isn't the Sharpay that has become the Sharpay that is this Sharpay.
And did all the Sharpays follow that?
Sharpay stands and faces her loyal friend.
I sacrifice integrity for opportunity. I let someone insecure distract me. I cleaned a bathroom. Worst of all, I disappointed someone I care about.
Peyton lifts his earnest gaze to hers.
I forgot what was really important to me. Track of what I want.
As she drops her gaze, Peyton regards her pointedly.
And other than maid service and a canopy bed, what is it that you want?
Sharpay nods.
A fair fight. A lifetime in the spotlight.
They trade warm smiles.
And maybe you'll still let me be in your movie.
They both grin brightly, then Sharpay sits back down next to him and rests her head on his shoulder. They fondly make eye contact for a moment, then the view of them fades to a similar vantage only farther off. Another fade withdraws farther, showing the twosome huddled in front of the building in the dim evening light. Fade to black. By day, traffic clogs the street outside the theater. In the lobby, Sharpay arrives with Boy and halts as Countess comes galloping toward them from the auditorium. Boy stands alertly, his ears pricked upright, as the spaniel draws closer. Her shiny coat bounces with each stride. Sharpay rolls her eyes matter-of-factly as Countess licks Boy's ear.
Okay, I can't say I approve of dating beneath your station of life, but fine. Go.
Both dogs wag their tails eagerly, and Boy hops left and right. He sniffs Countess's snout, then licks her on the head. Sharpay turns her attention to her cell phone and works its keys with her thumbs. Elsewhere in the theater, Roger walks a cluttered hallway with a look of mild disdain on his face. As two crewmen exit the area, Sharpay grabs Roger by the back of his cardigan.
Hey, I got your text. What's CQMTWILGT mean?
Come quick, major trouble. Wow, I look great today. Duh.
I really should have gotten that.
Listen, Amberlee Adams isn't what you think.
A self-absorbed, two-faced panther who would eat her young life on a reality show rather than allow anyone to steal her spotlight?
Okay, she's what you think.
Listen, I don't care if her parents had to tie beef jerky around her neck just to get the family dog to play with her. As long as Countess is at her side on that stage.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. She wants the part of the dog written out completely.
That's not fair!
Too far.
12, remember?
Roger. We've been fighting the wrong battle. Each other. We need to form an alliance and work against a common enemy.
Zit?
Amberlee. Trust me, the Zit battle is one you won't win.
But what can we do?
Tonight is the dress rehearsal. The audience will be filled with members of Amberlee Adams' fan club.
Oh, I know, I saw the tweet.
Roger nods at his surprised counterpart.
Fine, yes, I follow her too.
Okay, we need to show people exactly who Amberlee really is. It's time someone taught her how to behave in the theater.
I like the way you think. It's manipulative, but for a good cause. Tell me what you need me to do.
As Amberlee paces tensely back and forth in the wings, Sharpay approaches.
Hey, Amberlee!
Where have you been? I have been trying to reach you all day.
Sorry, my phone must have been turned off.
Without asking me first?
I just want to say good luck. You know, I know you chose Countess for this performance tonight, and I'm fine with that.
Well, it was nothing personal, but your phone was shut off, so I couldn't talk to you about it. I guess that won't happen again, will it?
Sharpay musters a smile.
We're good. Hug?
Smiling, Amberlee opens her arms wide. As she accepts Sharpay into her embrace, her smile folds and she rolls her eyes. Sharpay turns on the wireless mic tucked behind a large bow on the back of the star's dress. In the auditorium, youthful men and women fill the seats, chatting excitedly. Gil fights his way out from behind the curtain.
Hello, everyone. I'm Gil, the director.
And I'm Neil, the underappreciated writer.
And we are thrilled that you're here for our first performance in front of an audience.
Does everyone here know how to applaud?
Backstage, Sharpay stands by a tech at a console, and Roger awaits his cue.
Okay, now.
He sends both dogs on stage behind the curtain where Amber warms up. The animals startle her.
Somebody please control these wannabe werewolves! Hello?
The audience overhears.
This is exactly why I didn't want to do a show with dogs. I'm the star, not them! Stage people! Can somebody please put these rabid rabies out of my misery? Anyone! Finally, you idiot! What took you so long to hurry up and get these bleeding fur bags out of here? There are people waiting.
Amber doesn't
see
the curtain rise behind her.
You think all these boring freaks with no lives came to worship two no-name mutts? I don't think so. I'm the one they love. Me! They came to see!
Amberlee turns around, greeted by the many displeased faces before her. Sharpay claps a hand over her mouth. Many of the booing crowd wear Amberlee t-shirts, and dozens of them give her a thumbs down. Amberlee flees off stage and comes face to face with Sharpay.
I knew I forgot to tell you something. Careful. Your mic's on.
You did this to me.
She throws down the microphone.
You ruined me! Newsflash, you ruined you.
Oh, what do you know? You're a nobody. The only reason you even wanted to be my friend is so I'd choose your dog.
No, at first, I idolized you. Even more than myself, which isn't easy. You're not at all what I thought you were.
You and I are exactly alike.
Except I don't enjoy letting people down. I don't use people to feel better about myself. And I definitely don't wear yellow and orange in the same week, let alone the same outfit, okay? Maybe I did think you and I were alike. But not anymore. In fact, I'd be embarrassed if someone thought I was like you.
Lips pursed, Amberlee looks from Sharpay to Gil, Neil, and the others gathered around.
Well, I quit!
Roger stares.
And without me, there's no show. Now neither one of your furry little friends will have their shot, and neither will you.
Blame her!
Amber Lee storms off, giving the stage manager a firm shove on her way out. Stupefied, Gil and Neil face Sharpay.
I'm sorry, someone had to say it.
I'll go talk some sense into her. You, out of this theater, right now.
Wearing a fretful expression, Sharpay obliges. Roger takes a few steps after her.
Wait, Sharpay! If you go, then I'll go too.
No. You wanted this as badly as I did. This mess was my idea. You win.
It's not what it feels like.
As he hugs Sharpay, she replies in kind, then leaves. Roger faces the others with a troubled gaze. In her apartment, Sharpay exits her small bathroom. She opens the door to find Peyton on the other side.
Hey, can I come in?
Sure.
Open suitcases lie on her bed arranged for packing.
So, you're really leaving, huh?
Yeah. I'm packing my carry-on stuff first.
Peyton's boyish smile fades.
Wish you weren't gone.
Me too.
Peyton takes a seat on a pink ottoman.
Have you thought about what you're gonna do now?
Move home where there's enough room for my pores to open. Spend months in the spa getting this layer of New York grime off my skin. And mostly, miss you.
Look, I know exactly how to help that. Don't go.
I already talked to my dad. I guess I'm gonna start.
You don't have to say it.
Thank you.
Sharpay resumes packing.
What about your dream of being a star?
It's still there. It's just a little bit more of a dream than a reality. You know what today is?
What?
She sits beside him.
I got here exactly 1 month ago. My time is up tonight anyway.
Well, so then you still have 8 hours.
They both gaze off, their expressions vacant and disheartened.
This isn't how my movie's supposed to end.
Yes, it is. Is Sharpay? Oh, sure. No, I'll be there. That was the stage manager. They want me to come to the theater and clear out boys' things.
I can go with you if you want.
I want.
Peyton grins brightly at the theater.
And so Amber Lee has quit.
Gone.
Kaput.
The producers feel without a star, we can't open.
The time it would take to find someone who could learn the role and do it well might take weeks, and it would cost too much to keep the production going.
But we want you all to know, it was great almost working with you.
As the seated cast and crew frown miserably, Sharpay emerges on stage. With her, Peyton and the stage manager carry multiple suitcases.
I'm gonna meet you outside.
As Sharpay descends the stairs to the auditorium, the stage manager hands 2 suitcases to Peyton. The faces of all in attendance turn, watching Sharpay walk up the aisle.
Thank you for your hard work.
We are so, so sorry, people.
As the men and women get up to go, Peyton frantically puts down Sharpay's luggage.
Wait! Wait! It's not over! It's not over!
Sharpay turns too.
Look, it doesn't have to be. Look, there's someone who knows the part by heart and who is amazing. Maybe she's not a star yet, but she will be. This show will make her one. Here, just watch.
As he opens his laptop, Gil, Neil, and the others gather around.
Shh! Boy, keep your voice down. Peyton, start shooting the rehearsal. Boy, go Mark. Go Mark. Good! Okay, stay. Stay.
A video shows Sharpay on stage with Boy.
I love when you use that accent. But shh, we're not supposed to be in here. Okay, now let's do the scene where the character Lenore thinks she's lost everything, and you come over to console her. Come on. Oh, Shelby, what is going on? I feel invisible here. Nothing is working out the way I planned it.
I got something inside of me. Something that needs to be heard.
Boy leaves her alone on stage.
Deep down a voice is guiding me. Hidden emotions have stirred.
Sharpay gazes out at the empty theater.
Why have I let others lead the way? When all along I know what it is I want to say. Whatever it is, I'll do it. I'm the answer to your prayers. Whatever you want, stop looking. Nobody else compares. Whatever you've seen before, I'll give you so much more. You'll be totally impressed. I'm New York's best kept secret.
A spotlight shining down on her shoulders and the top of her head gleams white like fallen snow. A view from the balcony shows her solitary form step downstage.
I thought I had a perfect plan where I would wind up on top.
She briefly lifts an arm up high and grins.
One day I'm thinking, yes, I can. Next thing you know, I'm a flop.
Sharpay shakes her head.
Why did I ever play this silly game? I've got to shake up the rules and stake my claim. Whatever it is, I'll do it. I'm the answer to your prayers. Whatever you want, stop looking. Nobody else compares. Whatever you've seen before, I'll give you so much more. You'll be totally. My window. What if I blew my shot? What if the only chance I was going to get, I already got? I'm not ready to turn the page until I'm on stage in a show. Don't nobody move, I got something to prove. Don't you know? Totally impressed. I'm New York's best kept secret.
As Sharpay lets her arms hang at her sides, Boy watches her. As she takes a few deep breaths, Gil, Neil, and the others remain staring at the laptop.
Well, did I tell you?
They turn to see Peyton leading Sharpay down the aisle.
Amazing!
Amazing? You're amazing!
You have more depth, range, and tone in one note than Amber Lee had in her entire surgically reshaped body.
We'll promote you as the girl who we're promoting.
The producers will love it.
Wait, what are you saying?
We need you to save the show.
Sharpay gawks.
Seriously?
We know it's a risk.
A gamble.
A risk? Did I do risk already?
You did, and true, we did fire you.
He fired you.
But now I'm unfiring you.
Can we do that?
Just did.
Good for us!
We need you.
What do you say?
I guess we could take the costumes in a few sizes and get everyone used to hearing the song sung on key, but there's one condition. Boy and Countess split the role of Shelby the dog equally.
Roger and Peyton grin. Gil and Neil face each other, then the cast, then Sharpay.
Done!
We have a lot of work to do, people!
Are we crazy?
Crazy for theater!
Let's rehearse!
Let's rehearse, people!
Where are those wonderful dogs?
Sharpay turns to Peyton.
Thank you.
This is it. The chance you've been waiting for.
What if I'm not ready for this?
Oh, you're ready. Ready isn't as ready as you are.
What if I'm horrible?
Won't happen.
What if I forget my lines?
Impossible.
What if I
forget... Everything in your life so far has been leading you to this moment. Your moment. Embrace it.
Sharpay briefly hangs her head, then looks into his eyes.
I'm scared.
Finally.
She smiles warmly, and their lips unite in a lingering kiss. As they part and gaze at each other, Gil pops up next to them.
Let's rehearse, people!
At night, banners on the theater marquee read A Girl's Best Friend and include posters of Sharpay's smiling face. Cameramen record the enthused crowd gathering on the sidewalk. As many of the people outside use their smartphones to document the evening, Gil and Neil greet others in the auditorium. Among the chatting, well-dressed audience members, Sharpay's happy father files along a row of occupied seats to an empty one beside his glamorously dressed wife. From one row back, Peyton leans forward and greets them both with friendly handshakes. As their conversation concludes, both men take their seats and the house lights dim. In the orchestra pit, the conductor smiles while nodding and bowing, then raises his baton. Behind the curtain, Sharpay takes her place while holding Boy. Sharpay nervously turns her back to the curtain, her free hand held in a fist. As the curtain rises behind her, she smiles, and a spotlight sets her silhouette aglow. She faces the packed theater.
I've got a feeling inside of me, running all through my veins. It's like electrical energy, a world about to change.
Her parents beam.
It's an open road.
A backdrop rises.
So here I
the set behind her looks like the city.
The rest of my life is starting tonight. Feels like I'm finally on my way.
A firefighter and a bicyclist pass behind her.
Can't tell where it ends, but I'm gonna take a leap of faith.
She rides on a hot dog cart. As she hands Boy to someone, businessmen dance with briefcases.
I'm gonna go for it all out. I know there's no guarantee. But I've been given a chance, and now what's next is up to me.
As the businessmen exit, hanging signs illuminate, bearing the names of theaters.
So light those lights, the rest of my life.
Chorus dancers emerge from a stage door. Sharpay spreads her arms wide. Two of the businessmen lift her.
The rest of my life.
A young man in street clothes breakdances.
If all the world's a stage, I'm here to take my place.
As the other actors cheer him on in slow motion, he waves and mimes riding a horse. As Sharpay and the cast clap, the conductor does the same and rouses the audience to join in. The cast members hop in unison, then pair off and twirl. Sharpay dances with a policeman, then the breakdancer. Twirls with the hot dog vendor. A dancer leads Sharpay to accept Boy back into her arms, then the starlet twirls back to center stage. The performers all raise their arms high. Sharpay grins from ear to ear, holding Boy up close to her scintillating face. The image freezes and fades to black.
I want fabulous, that is my simple request. All things fabulous, bigger and better and best. I need something inspiring to help me get along. I need a little fabulous, is that so wrong? Fetch me my Jimmy Choo flip-flops. Where is my pink Prada tote? Someone I never before. I want more.
She wants fabulous. That is a simple request.
This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voiced by Darren Revitz.
Absolutely.